So I guess there's really just maybe two other pieces I want to share about how an awakened perspective can really support us during this time. So one is about how we are orienting to everything that's happening. So humans tend to relate to disruption as a negative thing, right? Things are falling apart. Things aren't going according to plan. That's bad. But there's another truth about us humans, and it's something we can really leverage, which is that disruption tends to open the door to new growth and new potentials. It's like if everything's working well and we're going along the status quo and our life's working and everything's kind of ordered, and we don't tend to change that much because there's no need to change. Things are working. When things stop working, it opens the door to radical creativity and radical transformation. And, Benjamin Nicholas Taleb wrote an interesting book a few years ago called Anti-Fragile. And he was talking about what it is to be anti-fragile, which is the opposite of fragile. And his point was that we think of the opposite of being fragile, we think of as resilient, which means, fragile means it breaks easily. Resilient means doesn't break easily, right? Can hold together amidst stresses and pressures. And we might think our goal in this moment is to be resilient, just to not, fall apart, just to keep it together. How many of us feel, I just want to keep it together amidst all this, keep my finances together, keep my career, keep my family, my relationships, my health, I just want to keep it all together. But Taleb's point in anti-fragile is there's a different orientation, which is how do we get stronger in the face of breakdown? He gives countless examples from society, even the human body. If you lift weights, your muscles don't just stay the same, they get stronger because you stress them. The body gets stronger in the face of stresses. We have a potential to let this really catalyze new things in our lives. And I just want to invite all of us as evolutionaries, as spiritual practitioners, to relate to this that way, to really say, okay, it doesn't take away. This is horrible what's happening. Potentially millions of people are going to die from this pandemic. It's absolutely tragic. We're going to do everything we can. I hope everyone on this planet's going to do everything in their power to reduce the harm that's going to come. But we can also stand in a place of how can I allow this disruption to open the door to new potentials and really be in an evolutionary orientation of what new can come out of this? What new capacities can you develop? What new projects might you launch? How might this transform your career into something else because you had to? How might this transform your relationships because you had to? How might this transform your spiritual life? I mean, I do want to point out that if you have a lot more time at home, it's a great opportunity to do more spiritual practice. Treat it as a retreat if you can. Meditate a lot more. Or, use it as an opportunity to learn a new skill that you've wanted to learn. There's so many ways that we can orient to this that can bring some positive out of something that is, of course, in its essence, horrific. And the last thing I want to say about that is we also, as I said at the beginning, there are a lot of leaders in this community. A lot of you are people who have other people who look to you for support, answers, help in large and small ways. And I feel as spiritual practitioners, as conscious people who have access to the kind of tools I just shared, we can really use this as an opportunity to rise up to a level of leadership that we never have and to serve the human family in new ways because we are needed. There is going to be so much pain. There already is, but there is going to be so much pain and suffering and disruption going on around us. Again, we don't know. I'm not predicting. I'm just reading all the projections by all the epidemiologists and experts. This is economists, et cetera. A lot is going to be hitting you know, happening over the next year at least that's going to need us. And this is another orientation that can really take us out of our own anxiety, fear, struggle, etc. How can I help? Who is being impacted more than me, and how can I help them? And what new level of leadership and generosity of spirit can I rise to in this moment for the greater good? What capacity, you know, and all those voices of limitation, well, I just gave you all the tools to go beyond them. So sure, they'll come up. Do these practices we did here, and you've got the capacities you need to not be stopped. Thanks for your time and energy to be here. I hope some of this was helpful and continues to be helpful to you in your life and your practice. Be gentle on yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of those around you. We are incredibly anti-fragile creatures, and we can get through this and we'll end up stronger as a result. So hang in there. And please post a comment after about, so I can read them, because I haven't been able to read them all. It's been going, but share now about how this whole event went for you and what you're taking away. And thank you so much for being here. Much love. Bye, everyone.